Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today by phone is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing quite well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well.
Okay. And kind of getting used to the swing of the fall weather going back and forth on us. But with the frost warnings that we've been having comes the issue of managing forage after frost, you tell me. And that's not me sneaking into the freezer and grabbing an extra popsicle. This is something else entirely.
Absolutely. Something else entirely.
All right.
It's actually fairly interesting how some freezing temperatures can change the composition of the plants, maybe the metabolism. But it's also just interesting to see how the plant change to those stresses and frost, different stresses. We can have drought stress, we can have frost stress, and it can be very, very challenging to graze certain plants during the fall. And so a lot of those plants would be in the sorghum family, and the biggest issue that we have is going to be prussic acid. And I say it's the biggest, it's because it can kill animals or livestock very, very quickly. So prussic acid, again, can be found in those sorghum, in a lot of our warm season annuals, but mostly in the sorghum family. And what it does is it basically produces large amounts of cyanide and during that frost or right after that frost. So can be very, very deadly. Now, veterinarians will give you a list of symptoms that we might be able to find. Cherry red, colored blood, staggering, difficulty breathing, foaming at the mouth, falling down. I mean, I guess what I've heard from people say is you're not going to see the symptoms, you're going to see the results. So you're going to come back out the next day and you will have a lot of dead animals. It can happen as quickly as 30 minutes. So, I mean, it can happen very, very quickly. So we need to use caution when grazing maybe our stand or something like that. So after, during this time period, we need to probably wait 7 to 10 days at the very least, but really I'd feel a lot safer, especially with the prices that we got on cattle right now. I'd feel a lot safer in that 10 to 14 day period. That makes sure that plant has the chance to get rid of that prussic acid, and then we can go back out and graze that forage. If we are chopping the sedan, let's just say, or Milo, chopping it for silage, and we're going to allow it to fully ensile, then we don't have as big of an issue. So, you're going to let it sit there for 3 weeks, 21 days. We're going to be fine at that point. If we're wrapping it up and going to put it into a bale, then we're probably going to be fine. It's going to have a chance as that forage is drying down or curing, we're going to lose that prussic acid. But if we're going to go out and green chop it. So we're going to chop this forage for silage, but we're going to feed it tomorrow. We're going to go to feeding it immediately. That's when we can go back into having some issues with prussic acid. So if you guys have questions on prussic acid, make sure you give me a call. We can talk. I can try to talk you through this. There are some tests that we can run for prussic acid, but if we're shipping those samples off, we got to make sure we're doing that pretty timely fashion, because we don't want that plant to be drying down and losing that prussic acid before it would get to the lab to get tested. The other issue we have with these forages is going to be nitrate toxicity. And, we're going to always fertilize for a good crop. And we're going to, farmers are very optimistic. We're going to plan on a good year until we have our bad year. And this year was just not a great year. We had pretty dry, so we didn't get to utilize maybe all that nitrogen. It didn't get up and get into the plant all the way, so it gets stored in the stock of those plants. Now, if we are going to, maybe we're selling this forage to a feedlot, then we don't have as much to worry about because they will grind it up, they'll blend it with other forages, and they'll be fine. But if we're feeding this in a round bale to some cows, then we need to be a little more cautious, okay? Because if they are going to, if we chop it, or if we cut it, we wrap it up, or we put it in a bale, we feed it in a hay ring, they're going to eat the grain, then the leaves, and leave the stalks until we make them eat the stalks. Well, I just told you the nitrates are going to be found mostly in the bottom part of that stalk. So if we're making them eat that, that's when we're going to run into nitrate issues. If you have the ability to grind those hay bales, again, we might still want to check those stalks and see what the worst-case scenario might be, but we're going to be blending it. They're going to be eating the grain, the leaves, and the stem or that stalk all in one bite instead of eating just the stalks at the very end and getting those high nitrates and that causing an issue. Again, it's much cheaper to test these forages for prussic acid or for nitrates than it is to just lose them. So I guess if you have questions about how to go about taking a sample or maybe where we're sending our samples to right now, you can always call the office. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Wow. When I think about, okay, hey, frost, that means we can eat persimmons now and stuff like that. I don't think, hey, frost, my cattle are going to be poisoned.
Yeah.
That's not the first thing that comes to mind. I think prussic acid, I think about the Lizzie Borden case where she was accused of buying it. I don't think it's out there in the fields and the cattle might eat it. And cyanide poisoning? Good grief.
Yeah, it's so it can be a very scary deal.
Yeah, and an expensive one.
We want to make sure that we're just taking those precautions. And, I mean, it makes a really good forage. We just got to be careful with how we use it.
And people who have been around livestock and understand how it works may be aware of this, but the new folks coming down and maybe get kind of a hobby farm and have a few highlands or something like that, this is important stuff for them to know, so thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We will be talking to you again, and I bet it's going to be just as good information. So you have yourself a good week.
You too.
Whoops. Let me find my out cue. There I go doing it again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.